Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. Reach Roy at 615-842-999 or visit roymatlockjr.com. And now, here's Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money, and when this show airs, it's a special day. I officially turned 65 years old. Can you believe that? I can't believe that. I'm not old enough to have kids even. And I got four of them that are grown. And but, you know, it's interesting. Life moves fast. And, you know, I started doing this 41 years ago. And I had someone ask me, they say, when are you going to retire? I'm like, why would I retire? I'm having fun. All right, this is good. You know, helping people get their money straight is always fun, especially when you have a bunch of people that started back with me all those years ago, and guess what they're doing? They're doing good. And so, you know, it's interesting when you think about time, and we're going to talk about time today because time flies. And if you are, you know, thinking about getting started, saving money and getting it ahead, time flies. Better get going. And so I looked back and I saw a show that I did at the beginning of the, you know, when the pandemic was going on and the whole world was, you know, in a panic and they didn't know what was going to happen. And I did some radio show. I kept doing the shows, never stopped during that time. And so I looked back and I said, what should people be thinking about? All right. And some of the things that I had come to the conclusion of, it says earning money matters, number one. Number two, how you earn your money matters. We saw an entire transition from, you know, going to the office to work from home to doing all those kind of things. And so the way you earn your income was proven to be very important back during that time. In my business, being the financial advisory business, I had three people come in the office in about an 8-month period during the pandemic. And so I went virtual and it was the greatest thing that ever happened. And the majority of all of my business today is virtual. So you have to change what you're doing, but how you earn your money matters. Handling your money really matters. You can never be too conservative when it comes to spending and expanding. And we got that taught to us, you know, when, you know, you're in a situation where many of you couldn't earn money. I mean, it was just like your business was, you know, all these businesses went under. So what did I learn from this? You can never be too conservative. You got to have a plan. You don't panic. And you'd be flexible and be able to pivot quickly. And so that was kind of the beginning of things. So let's kind of go down that path. So handling your money matters. It's a new year. And one of the things that you want to do is get the scorecard. And your scorecard is your net worth. And so what happens is your income is the source. It's like the gas for your car to help you grow your net worth. And what you do to figure things out is you start by looking at where you're at. You take an honest evaluation of where you're at. You take everything you have that's a financial asset minus everything you owe, which is any debt. You will come up with your net worth. Don't count your cars and stuff that's going down in value and stuff like that. And so one of the things that I always recommend people do is they look at the beginning of the year and they say, okay, my net worth is this. I'm going to calculate it. In most cases, you've been receiving, if you've got investment statements, you can go online or they came in the mail. It showed you what you had on 12/31. You look at your bank statements. You can look at any of the expenses you have, stuff like that. Then you analyze your profit margin. And your profit margin is what you earned minus what you saved. So if you start looking at what did I put in, I had a draft going in every month. I had this, I had that, whatever. And that's going to give me my profit margin. Now, if you're a business owner, this is just normal, you know, you do that. You look at your P&L. You look at your income minus your expenses, and that's your profit margin. If you work for a company, you should handle your own you. You Incorporated should be the same way. Analyze your profit margin. So when we meet with people, one of the things that we like to do is kind of get a handle on that. And so when I meet with people, my typical appointment, and I still do meet with people and my guys do, is I would start out after getting to know a little bit about you. I would say, so what was the goal today? What was your goal for setting an appointment, taking, you know, making a phone call to talk to us? What was your goal? What were you trying to accomplish? And they'll give me something. Well, I inherited some money, or, you know, I got an old 401k I want to roll over. I want to do, there'll be all these different things. Or, you know, I've got debt. I need to figure out if I want to pay my house off. I can go on and on and on. But the bottom line is that they got a reason. We call most money decisions are caused by something. All right. And then you look at it. And so what happened is you inherited money, somebody had a baby, you changed jobs, all these different things, bought another house or looking to. And so what happens is that's when we take a look and we say, what do you have? What do you owe? And so it would start by if you sold your house today, if you own your home, if you sold it today, what would you get for it? What do you think it's worth? It's worth $600. And how much do you owe? Do you have a good interest rate? Yeah, it's 3%. Okay, let's keep going. And what do you have in the bank? And what do you have in retirement plans? Do you have any previous 401ks that are just sitting there being not even looked at? Do you have anybody helping you with your current allocations on your existing 401k? So we go through that. What about life insurance? Do you have life insurance? Do you have how much? All this stuff. And we do all that. So what we do is we look at the picture. And then we go in and we start focusing on the fundamentals. You know, some of the main fundamentals I've always believed is this. Fundamental number one is you have a budget. All right. That's the most important financial advice that you'll ever get is have a budget. And that budget includes everything. I just was looking on my phone. I'm so excited. I looked at my phone and I got a text message from the car place. I took my car in and, you know, it's smoking and all this kind of stuff anyway. And so I got a big car repair. And so that's built in. It's part of it. You're going to have things like that happen. And so what we do is we start looking at the budget as a tool to allow us to have a profit. All right. That's what a budget is. And we use that budget. And the way I've always said on the budget is this. If you go to roymatlockjr.com, you can get the download. And you can download the form. And what happens when you go on the form, it'll just put all your expenses in and it'll show everything. You estimate, you know, different things like, you know, your repairs or maintenance and, you know, put aside money for Christmas, all that. And so then what you do is you find out what are fixed expenses and what are variable expenses. And then we start having a weekly budget that we can manage. And that manages that weekly budget is because we built in a profit margin on our effort. And so as we go through today, we're going to talk about getting together for the new year, 2026. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit roymatlockjr.com. We'll be right back.
Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right. We are back again talking money, Roy Matlock Jr. And today, what I'm talking about really is about, you know, basic fundamentals, you know, analyze your net worth. If you're just tuning in, analyze your profit margin. Your profit margin is you incorporated, whether you're self-employed or you're working for someone, that how much money did you make last year and keep? And that's your profit margin. And then we focus on the fundamentals. I started talking about the budget, you know, and the budget is the, you know, kind of the foundation of everything. And, you know, companies, you know, think about, you know, our country, you know, they talk about a balanced budget. I mean, the U.S. government's the only one out there that can not balance the budget and just continue to borrow and stay in business. All right. In the case with you as an individual, if you continue to overspend, you will go bankrupt. And so we focus on the fundamentals. The budget is the starting point. And once you get that budget in place and you're going to find that there's some stuff going on when you actually put it on paper. So when you put it on paper, you're going to say, hang on a second, I'm not even making a profit. Yeah, that's why you have credit card debt. I'm not making a profit. That's why you have a car payment. You didn't prepare to pay cash in the future. These are all the things that go on. So we're going to stop spending money on stupid stuff. How about that? Is that an easy way to put it? We're going to look and we're going to say, you know, that's kind of stupid. I don't think I'm going to do that. And then what we're going to do with that is we're going to put it to work for us. And so one of the things that you want to understand is that $1,000 is not $1,000. It's $1,000 plus what it could earn that it cost you. So here's an example. If you have $1,000 and that $1,000, you spend it. Someone else can take it, whoever you spend it with, and they can take it and invest it and they can make the money, or you can keep it and invest it and you can make the money. Does that mean you can't do anything? No, I like to have fun, but it's built funds built into the budget. So that $1,000 at 10% that you spent 10 years from now would have been at 10%, $2,600. That $1,000 that you spent 20 years from now would be $6,700. It's no way to make it up. It's gone. That one's gone. You already made that one. All right. Over a 40-year period, it's $45,000. So 1,000 is 45,000. And so when you start thinking about stop spending money on stupid stuff, we can look back and look at some of the stupid things that we spend our money on. I can give you some of the dumbest ones that I've ever done. I bought two new cars when I had no money. All right. Back in the, you know, before I got in this, and had two big car payments on new cars. So I was taking all this money, putting it into something that went down in value, and I was paying more for it because I was financing it. So I'm thinking like, all right, so I pay X, and by the time I pay it off, I pay more than X for something that's worth half X. I don't think I should finance that. And so you live well below your means. Well below your means allows you to have a big profit margin, ideally 25%. This will be a rule of thumb for every, you know, if you make 100 grand, if you could figure out how to live on 50 or 60, pay your taxes and save 25%, that would be a pretty good plan. All right. And you're saving 25% and you're putting yourself in a great situation. You say, but I have a hard time living. Grow your income. And how do you do that? You work more, you get better, you get smarter, you add more value to the world, and you get paid more money. And so we do that. We stop adding bad debt. We clean up the balance sheet. We fire the bills, all of them, and rehire only the ones that matter. And then what I like to do, and this is something that, you know, I always tell people, there's no excuse for not getting financial independence, just action, procrastination. So I'm going to give you an example. Two things that you can do that will change your life. One of the first plan outside of the getting your budget in place as a foundation, you got to buy some things. And one of the things you got to have is you got to have a mutual fund, something you can put money into. And the other thing you got to have is you got to have life insurance. And so let me give you an example. Term life insurance would be the first thing that everyone should buy. And the reason you should do that is just cheap. You can buy $1 million of coverage. You know, if you're 40 or under, you can get $1 million of coverage for $100 or something like that, $100 a month. And we have actual products that you could call our office, sit by your phone, and we could get you covered in 10 minutes. And if something happened for that $100, your family would get $1 million, whatever it may be. And so we have products like that, that you can do that. The other thing I would do is set up an automatic draft pulling money out of your checking account. And we might have several different places. I'm going to get into more detail on that, but I would have one to start with. The way I did it, I put $150 a month in, and I had $100 a month going to an emergency fund to help me get that. I had $50 a month going to long-term savings. Once I got my emergency fund to about 3 months, I took the $100 that was going to the emergency fund. It went to the investment account. So then I was saving $150 a month automatically. Just like I pay my bills every month, I was paying myself every month. And then I had the ability, because it was tied to my checking account, if I had any extra money, I wanted to do something with it rather than spend it, I would just pull my, you know, now I just pull my phone out and I can push a button and in about 60 seconds, it's in a growth fund. So think about that. How simple would that be? All right, 10 minutes. You get it set up. We could do about the same thing, you know, on an investment account. And before you know it, you are on your way toward financial independence. So we're cleaning up the balance sheet. Where do we get that? We pick up $100, $200 a month, whatever it is, just by getting rid of things you don't need, all right, and paying attention a little bit more. And so that's kind of getting started. So we fire the bills, rehire the ones we want, and we save the difference. We work on increasing our income, cutting our expenses, and investing wisely with a plan to get free. How about that? Big gap. What's the gap? The gap between your income and your outgo, that's the amount of money that you need to get to go to work for you, and that's how you get free. I get people calling me all the time, well, what do you think about the stock market? You know, I mean, you know, the stock market's open today. Well, I mean, it's now a good time. Yeah, it's always a good time. All right. Where you make the mistake is trying to time it. So what I've learned over this many, many, many years is that a consistent investment monthly, always, have a draft on your account. Your 401k qualifies for that. So then when the market goes down, you're buying. You say, hey, it was down. It's great. I was buying. Just all I'm doing is just letting it ride. Let it go. Over a long period of time, here's what the market has done. If you want to know the history, it goes up three steps, it comes back one step. It goes up three steps, it comes back one step. So about 75% of the time it's up, 25% of the time it's down. And if you're buying each month, guess what's happening? You're buying on the down year and you're holding on the up years. You're winning three out of four times in the years that it's down. You say, hallelujah, you know what I'm doing? I'm buying, buying, buying. It's called dollar cost averaging. And so what we do, we dollar cost average into the market. We stay the course. We never time the market. It is time in, not time in, and you will do well. So we leave it in there. As we get more nearer to our retirement age, we're going to be a little bit more conservative in putting the money into things. So if we're pulling on it, we're never selling on a down year. Here's what happens. So we have buckets. These buckets are made up of short-term buckets, mid-range buckets, and long-term buckets. So what does that mean? Stocks, bonds, and money markets. And if we do that, or an annuity, and we have a certain amount of money that is set aside, so if the stock market's down, we pull from the other places. So we're not selling at a discount. If the stock market's up, I just did a redemption for my mother, and we did that redemption, and I pulled it out of some of the growth funds that had made a lot of money. And so I went ahead and did it that way. And so that's the way you create your system. And you got to always be flexible. You got to be able to pivot. You got to be have to have staying power. Staying power is having multiple income streams. And one day you wake up and you say, how am I doing? Well, I'll tell you, you won. You won the money game. And the way you do that is you have a plan. And so what I would recommend you do is pick the phone up and call us. Here's what we can do for you. We can do a quick phone call. If you need term life insurance, 10 minutes from now, you'll be able to have your term life insurance. And we'll set you up on an automatic draft, and we'll get you started moving in the right direction. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be right back. All right, segment three, and we are talking money, and what we're really talking about is getting a plan together for the new year. We're only, it'll be 18 days into the new year, and you don't want to let a month go by. You want to get it going. It doesn't matter. You know, you got to just get started. I mean, that's the key to it. And if you haven't looked at what you're doing, and this is when we do a lot of reviews and we make changes and stuff like that. I'm going to go through it in a minute. How I would do a review if someone were meeting with us, and how our advisors do this. We've been helping people with their money now for over 40 years, and literally take people from zero to hero, we'll call it, when it comes to their money. And if you're out there right now and you don't have anybody helping you, we would love to have the opportunity to speak. And you can do a phone call first, and if it makes sense, we would go from there. And so what you want to do is you want to start thinking about, okay, the fundamentals, all right? The basis of the fundamentals of everything is your income. A lot of people, they're like, I can't save any money. Well, why can you not save any money? You've got one of two problems. You either got a spending problem or you've got an income problem, and you want to look at it. And if you have an income problem, then you got to work on your value proposition. So we have an income plan that always grows. Don't accept doing hard work and not getting fairly paid for what you're doing. You always want to be hustling. You always want to be looking, you know, looking for opportunities. You never know when one will show right up and make things happen. We build a defense and fix the bad habits. The whole key to a defense is not losing. We want to fix the bad habits, avoid the bad habits, protect ourselves, our income, and our assets. That's how we do that. And mostly that's where insurance comes in. We'll get more detail on that. We then go on an offense. The offense is we're going to go score. We're going to grow. And we do that with a plan. I always call, it's a GPS. I got my car is in the shop. And I took an Uber to the radio station. So here I am at the radio station. When I got picked up, the Uber already knew where I was going because I told them where I wanted to go. Here's my goal. I want to end up at 1200 Broadway. That's where I want to be. And so they did that. I put it in. That's the goal. And then it's got directions, and it gives it the plan. And then it's going to say you're going to arrive at 9:57 a.m. or whatever it is. That's your financial plan. What is your goal? So we start with the goal. That's called a FIN, financial independence number. It's your number. You know, what's your number? All right. I should do an ad like that. You know, what's in your card? What's your number? All right. And your number is the amount of money you need that it doesn't matter anymore. You've got enough for you and generations beyond you. That's called being financially independent. And so once you get financially independent, that means that you've got enough cash set aside that you can live. Now, I'm not saying live at some lifestyle. I'm saying living. You know, today I would say, if you make 80 grand a year, you can get by, all right, in today's inflationary world. So if you're making 80 grand, your FIN is 20 times that. That's your number. So 1.6 million is your number. All right, that's what you need. So that's your financial independence number. Let's figure out when you're going to get there. All right, two ways to get there. One is we can say, it's going to be 20 years from now, so your FIN is going to need to be double that. You know, inflation is about every 20 years, so you need to double your money. You could do that, or what you could do is you could take and you could start your FIN number out, whatever that monthly amount is, and then add an amount each year to keep up with inflation to be able to do that. But the long and short of it is you come up with your FIN number. Once you do that, all right, we start going to work on it. We say, let's get a rate of return. You know, we got to get our plan. We're going to cut our taxes. We're going to take advantage of Roths. We're going to take advantage of, you know, pre-tax investments. I had one of my reps just met with, he's a newer guy, and he met with a client, and he said, he was asking me, you know, what I thought about some of his ideas. And he said, I told him they should do a SEP, an SEP, and they're independent contractors and they do well. And I said, have they ever done a SEP? And they're like, no. And I said, do they have somebody advising them on their taxes or doing their taxes, or they do their own taxes? They say, they have somebody doing their taxes. Well, we got to fire that person for sure because they don't know what they're doing. They should have told them to a SEP. And so anyway, I said, here's what you can tell them. They make enough money to put whatever they can put in 25% of their profit and deduct it. So he says they make about 100 grand, so they can put 25 grand in. So there's 25 grand pre-tax. That means that they don't pay taxes on it. And just for math purposes, that's $7,500 at 30%. Or it may be a little different. You know what it is. 20% would be what? $5,000. So between $5,000 and $7,500 is what they're going to save. So if you ever heard buy one, get one free, why wouldn't we do that? Let's put the rest of it in a Roth IRA. So now we've got two different tax scenarios. One we didn't pay now, we will pay later. One we paid now, and we won't have to pay later. How about that? And then we set it up, and we draft it, and we automate it, and it happens from now on. That's an example of advice. So what we do, we start looking at creating plans, getting the correct advice, get educated, and we want to educate. One of my goals, I tell this to every one of my clients and appointments, I say, you know what I want to do? I want to make sure the day comes that you can sit down at lunch with your very best friend or anybody you work with, and you said, let me tell you exactly what I'm doing to get financially independent. Here's my plan. This is exactly what I'm doing. And if you have that type of plan in place, it's exciting. It's fun. You're moving forward and so on. So anyway, that's the starting point. I want to throw something out here. There's people listening right now, and you're listening, and, you know, I have people tell me, they come in, they say, I listened to you guys back when you were Dave Ramsey 25 years ago, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, really? Why have you taken 25 years to call? All right. I mean, you don't have to wait 25 years to call me. All right. But anyway, they do. And I meet people all the time that are very credible in their world. And so if you're a professional, if you're a business owner or someone people trust, and they ask you for advice on things, there's a good chance you're sitting on your most valuable asset, which is your relationships. And so what we're doing right now, every day, you've probably had in your life, what do you think about this? What are you getting advice? People have been asking you about a lot of different things, maybe even about money. All right. And right now you're sending them to somebody. Well, here's what we have. We have a network, a system where we will train you to become a financial advisor with Roy Matlock Jr. Advisory. How about that? As a side gig, we will teach you how to do it, train you to where not only will you be an expert on your own money, you will be able to help others, or you may just want to be one of our referral partners. And so I wanted to bring that out. You know, if you're coachable, ethical, and serious about doing something, earning more money, doing good things for people, you should call us. If you don't have good credibility because you hadn't done the right things, don't call us. But if you're a good guy, good gal, call us. We'll help you and teach you how to do this kind of stuff. So I want to throw that out. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Look for Join the Team. We'll be able to do that. So let's finish this segment with six components of automatic financial independence. Number one, get educated and get advice. Have a review done. From there, we go to the defense. The defense is protect your income, protect your assets, and avoid mistakes. We go on the offense by growing, taking advantage of retirement plans, taxes, all the things like that. We then go out and match up products that fit you. And when we do that, we go search the market as a fiduciary to get what we believe to be the very best investments for you at the time in your life. We do the same thing with your insurance, and we make sure that you get competitive, good stuff with the right amounts. And then from there, review and update and reposition as you get older. So this is the way money works. You know, my name is Roy Matlock Jr. We love doing this kind of stuff, and we love helping people. And if you would like help yourself, reach out to RoyMatlockJr.com, or you can call us at 615-843-2999. Thank you.
Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right. Thank you for listening. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. You can visit RoyMatlockJr.com and get all of the podcasts. I think we're upwards of 200 shows in there that anything you need to know about money, you can actually go in there. We've got transcripts and you can search it, or you can go to any of your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, all that kind of stuff. As we came out of the break, you know, I said there's six steps to automatic financial independence. Number one is education and advice. What you don't know will hurt you. I always try to get advice from people on things that I don't know as much about and they're experts in. We do an initial review. We come up with, you know, where you are. That is your net worth, what you earn, what you're saving. That's your profit margin. And you build a defense and an offense. The defense protects you, keeps you from making mistakes, protects mainly your income and assets. And then you go on an offense, and we take advantage of trying to grow your money. We get products, and then we do a review. So now let's talk about what type of advice do you get when you work with someone like myself. The first one is goal setting. That's the beginning. We come up with your FIN number. We have a detailed outline on how to set a budget up. There are, if you go on to the podcast and type in budget, there'll be so many things on how to set a budget up. We will help you get your emergency fund set up. In turn, once your emergency fund is set up, we will help you by raising your deductibles. We'll shop out all of that stuff, car, home, all that kind of stuff, with the idea of raising deductibles because you're now self-insured. If you have debt, we will show you how to get rid of the bad debt and get back on track. We will make sure that if something happens to you, your family is protected. That would start with term insurance, term life insurance, now term with living benefits. We would also be able to help you get your disability income in place. That means that you are unable to do the job you're trained for, and so therefore you would receive an income. If you're self-employed, we would get you the right health insurance. More than likely, a health share is what I recommend with high deductibles, which allows you to open up a health savings account, which is a tax deduction. So we're moving along. So we then we look at the, as I said, home and auto. We want to shop that, number one, for price, but even more than that, you want to make sure that inflation hasn't caught up to you, that your liability levels are correct. We do that. If you have a mortgage, we can advise you whether to pay it off or not. We can also advise you on getting an equity line of credit as a large emergency fund. So all of these things are part of advice that we go in and we work with people, and this is the type of advice that you need. And if you're working with an advisor, if they're not giving you that kind of advice, you might want to get a second opinion, because that's what we do. We would look at an estate plan that would involve wills, trust, you know, financial power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys, living will, all those kind of things to make sure that it's a smooth transfer should something happen. Additionally, you want to be thinking about your tax preparer. Who are you going to use? If you have someone that's doing your taxes and I come walking in and I'm not a tax person, I can't be giving, quote, tax advice, but I know a lot about tax. I'm self-employed, and I've been doing things to cut taxes, and, you know, I take advantage of all the things I just said. And you come walking in my office, and I found out you're eligible to do a self-employed retirement plan or something like that, or an IRA, and you're not doing it, then we're going to tell you to fire the tax person. You're not getting tax advice. You're getting a tax fill-in-the-blanker, all right, that doesn't require any skills, and they're not keeping up. So that's what a defense would be. We would get you going in the right direction. We would then go to the offense. What are the advice and education you get when we talk about being on the offense? Well, the first rule is pay yourself first. That's an automatic draft on your checking account. Let me give you another one. I've got a little account, growth fund. This growth fund is triple the S&P 500 since the S&P began, so it's good. It's a good growth fund. But the cool thing about this growth fund is that it's tied to my checking account. Anyone can open it for $250, so you don't have to have a lot of money, so there's no reason that you should not have one of these growth funds. But what's cool about it is you can pull your phone out, and you can log in, and within 30 seconds, you can invest any amount of money you want in that growth fund. So wouldn't it be cool? You're saying, yeah, you know, I think I'm going to save some money and stay home and eat leftovers tonight. Well, how much did you save? Well, if I went to dinner, save $50. I'm just going to pull my phone out, put it right in, $50. You just save that money by staying in. That's called spend it or save it, right? They say, well, I think I'm going to save the money. Oh, really? Where'd you put it? Well, you spent it somewhere else. So this is called invest. So we're going to give you ideas like that. We're going to set up time and consistency. What does that mean? That means that time in the market, consistency, automatic investments. We will look at diversification. What's diversification? I'm going to give you some examples of things I see. I see people that right now are about to retire, and they've got all their money in the S&P 500, and they are loving life. What they don't remember was the 42% drop that happened back in 2008 from the peak. And so what happens, you may need to diversify or asset allocate. So depending on where you're at age-wise, you may need to make some changes as it relates to that. So we diversify. Typically, diversification is four ways. You have stocks, bonds, you got money markets, and you have insurance. If you're into real estate, you may have some real estate. That is typically the diversification model. So we do that, and then we go find professional money managers. My mindset has always been that if I'm not doing something 8-10 hours a day, and someone else is, and they eat, sleep, and breathe it, the chances are they're going to outperform me. So I have noticed this, you know, in the fact that I always tell people, you're not going to beat these guys. And I've been working with a fund group for almost since 1991, so that's a long time, and been putting people in those same funds, and they don't mess up very often. Matter of fact, they never mess up. And you can't outdo them. So I just tell people, yeah, you're not going to be able to outdo them. And so why do I go to professional money managers? Let me give you an example. One of the groups that we have put a lot of people in, they made 20,000 visits last year to different companies. They met with the C-suite. They met with the employees. They met with the R&D. They met with the customers. They met with the suppliers. They met with everybody. All right. And then that way they can tell if the company's good And they do that every year. They hand that advice over to a fund manager. This particular group, they don't have one manager. They have generally 7 to 13 managers for one fund. And each of those fund managers pick their own stocks or bonds, whatever they're managing, and their bonus is based on their little piece of the pie. So you get a fund that's got 13 different ideas on how to grow it, so it gets you more safety in numbers. So 20,000 visits, a bunch of fund managers, they do that kind of stuff. Compared to if you do it on your own, you pick the newspaper up or you go on the internet and you do your research for 15 minutes and you're going to beat these guys. You're not going to beat these guys. That's just the way it is. So all we do as an advisor is connect you with those type of businesses that know how to handle money. And then we pick out and we do asset allocation. This is part of the advice. Asset allocation has to do with, are we going to be very aggressive, very conservative, somewhere in between based on your age? We're going to do that. We're going to look at your tax situation. Is it better for you to do a Roth, or is it better for you to do a traditional and deduct it? Are you fully funding your 401k? If not, should you be? Does it make sense to do that or to put it in only the matching and then take the rest of it and do something else with it? Maybe you have better options. So we look at retirement plans. This is what advice is. We look at college plans. What is the best option? Should it be an educational savings account, a 529 plan? Should it be just a gift called an UTMA or an UGMA, depending on the state you're in? And we make sure to do the right thing on that. Why? Because it saves you taxes. So why wouldn't you want to do that? Are you gifting if you have money and you want to get it out of your state? Are you making gifts while you're alive? All right. And we do that. Are you making donations to your church? Yes. Are you over 59 and a half and you're not using your IRA? Yes. Let's just donate it from your IRA and not pay taxes on your RMDs. So all these things come along. We look at annuities. We say, well, are annuities good for you? Well, I don't know. I mean, annuities do a lot of things. They grow tax deferred. They can give you lifetime income guarantees. They can protect you. Should you be in a nursing home? There's different types of annuities, from ones that are guaranteed principal and guaranteed interest to guaranteed principal and fluctuating growth. There's some that have floors that you can, you have protection floors, but you have a certain part of the upside, and then you got all the up and all the down. Which one should you have? I don't know until we meet. But what we do is we go in and we give actual advice. Once we do that, we look at income planning. If you're retiring, where's your income streams coming from? When should you draw your Social Security? I'm still working. Should I draw my Social Security or not? We can give you that answer. Once we get that answer down, where are you going to put that Social Security? You're still working. Let's invest it. Let's take advantage of our 401k and, you know, take some of the lump sum. What's most important, what you have there now, you got a big lump sum, let's protect it a little bit more. But on the new money, let's be more aggressive. All these things go into advice. Do you have a plan for your kids to be able to receive the money after you pass? We have had lots of conversations with my family. I have a mother that is 102 years old, and she's probably not going to be around a lot longer. And we have everything in place. My father and I worked on that to put everything in place so it would be a smooth transition. And by doing that, now all you do is you think about taking care of your family. That's all you're doing. You're not thinking about, you know, fighting over money or the courts trying to get it or any of that kind of stuff. That's what estate planning does. And so when it's all said and done, you do those kind of things, and then one day you're saying, you know what? It's in place. It's in place. Everything is working in the right direction. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to enjoy my life because I got a plan. I don't have to be worrying week to week, you know, about all these different things. What I'm going to do is I'm going to live my life. I'm going to do the things I want to do because I've earned it. And when you earn it, you deserve to do nice things. You want to travel the world. You want to, you know, do all these different things. You should do that, but you have to earn it. And the way you earn it is you have disciplined plans that allow you to move forward and get your life in order. Hey, my name is Roy Matlock Jr. We love helping people when it comes to their money. And thank you for listening. You can visit RoyMatlockJr.com. If you'd like to schedule a consultation, give us a call. Thanks for listening.